day I got quite a fright. I went downstairs first thing with sleepy dust still in my eyes, and there, right in front of me, I saw another woman in my house. She had spiky, wild-looking hair, eyes full of menace, lots of wrinkles under her eyes, and I was sure she was going to produce a meat cleaver at any moment and end my days. In the few seconds I had to work out what was happening, I noticed that this stranger had something familiar about her and that I couldn't quite put my finger on. She was about 5'2" tall, her wild hair was a dark fair colour, and now where had I seen those eyes before? The realisation struck me like a ton of bricks. I had come downstairs in my own house and was looking at a reflection of myself in the hall mirror. First thing in the morning, I'm not a pretty sight. The strange, scary lady I saw was me as I had never seen her. The thing was, the picture I had in my head of what I looked like turned out to be a whole lot different when I saw it in the mirror. The image I had of myself didn't match the reality. Often in life we have a picture of ourselves which the reality doesn't match. We might consider ourselves to have good characteristics, and then when we are put into, for example, a stressful situation, we are disappointed at how we react. Maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. The Bible says that man looks at outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Let's aim to cultivate good qualities and get rid of bad habits. We may look quite scary on the outside, but with God's help, we can be all that He wants us to be on the inside.